Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of July 12th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. Want to welcome our July patrons. We have two people to thank this month. Thank you so much to Will and Parker, who joined us brand new this month on our Patreon, patreon.com/thegamersin. Thank you so much, and we'll be shouting out Will and Parker all month long as our July patrons. And you too can jump on this fancy, super cool bandwagon by going to patreon.com/thegamersin, and we'll give you a shout out all month long if you join us as our July or even our August patron. So look forward to that, because it's going to be August before you know it. For the Gamers In, content-wise, I have been playing Desperados 3. I mentioned it, I think, last week and maybe the week before, but I finally got a chance to take a big bite out of this one. And it's, what I'll say, as I said before, it's like a tactic stealth game. And it's, I believe it was one of our listeners, I want to give credit where credit is due, I think it's Zatos, was saying that this is very much a game that you can't split your focus on. And I experienced that myself. You can't listen to podcasts. You can't have anything on second screen, because it could get frustrating in the sense that you will end up doing the same encounter over and over again and failing just because you missed, because it's very much a precise stealth game, but it only punishes you if you make the mistake. It never feels like the game is punishing you, because the game telegraphs everything to you. It telegraphs that you should save, quick save, and it doesn't punish you for doing that. It should telegraph when you want a quick load, like if an alarm goes off. It telegraphs the enemy's vision when you activate their cone of vision. You can see that. It tells you everything. It tells you how much sound you're going to make, who's going to hear it, and if people are going to hear it off screen. It's not the game's fault. It is the player. And very much experienced that. I was winding down after a busy Friday. I had a drink, and I tried to play this game, and I was failing miserably. And I don't want people to, you know, It was a long day in the sun, and it was one drink, and yes, it was very tough to focus on the game. But that being said, I'm enjoying it. I'm really enjoying it. I love strategy games. I even like stealth games, but what I don't like is punishing checkpoints and complex gameplay that feels as though I have too many tools and I'm being punished for not using them correctly. In this game, you do have a lot of tools at your disposal, but it's kind of up to you as the player is how you want to handle the approach, you know. And I'm really digging the multi-character missions where you're, you know, setting up chain kills. So for example, if you have an encounter where two people are kind of covering each other's visions, so you can't take one at a time, you got to literally take them out at the same time. And that feels so satisfying when you're able to do that. It makes you feel like you really know what you're doing as a player character. But I'm going to try something new this week, and this is the reason I'm talking about it here, so as I actually do it, because I've been thinking about doing it for a couple months now. So Discord has a feature to go live into Discord with a game, and I've been really impressed with all of our new patrons and our existing patrons who have been very supportive of the Gamers In over the years, and our new patrons, who I'm really glad to see, you know, growth in our, not only our community, but our Patreon as well. So as a thank you to patrons, I'm going to be testing something out for the patrons, and that's going to be in the Discord. I'm going to go live to the patron voice channel. So you don't have to be any specific level for Patreon. You can just be a patron. And if you've got Discord connected to Patreon, I was going to look into this, but either way, if you have Discord connected to Patreon in any way, you should be getting your Patreon level showcase or represented in Discord as your role. So you should be given a patron role, whether it's patron or $2 patron, and that will allow you to jump into the voice channel and see the video of Desperados 3. That's the game I'm going to play. So I'm going to play that tomorrow night, thinking 8 o'clock start time, 8 p.m. Eastern. So if you are a hardcore TGI Patreon listener and you're listening to this, Join in. It'd be great to test it out, see how it goes. And if it works out, maybe I'll do it a little bit more and we'll make it more of a regular thing. But it's going to be for patrons only. And any patron, whether you're $1 to $10 to, you know, even the producer level, it's for everyone, all of our patrons. And I should mention, we're so close to game night, having game night back. We're, I think, like $5 away from bringing back game night. So a long lost staple of the Gamers Inn fun. But a mere shell of itself, we are going to be doing a bit of a game night tomorrow through Discord, and I'm going to be streaming Desperados 3 through Discord at 8 p.m. Eastern. That's Monday, July 13th. So join in. All right. As for, you know, anything else, the question becomes, which I will save for next week, Paper Mario Origami King or Ghosts of Tsushima? We'll be getting reviews this week, and they both launch on Friday. Paper Mario is, we just had a deep dive on gameplay, and it looks like an improvement on past games in terms of the concerns I had, but it still looks like it's not the Paper Mario we remember from days past, you know, Paper Mario 64 and Paper Mario Thousand Year Door. We'll see. I'm waiting for reviews on that one, as well as Ghost of Tsushima. I love Sucker Punch as a developer. Love the Infamous games. There's just something about the samurai feel isn't really doing it for me, and old school Assassin's Creed also isn't really my jam. So I'll wait for reviews, but it is super tempting just because I have the PS4 Pro and a 4K TV, and experiencing that game in that fashion feels like a solid win. So I'm kind of torn, although I really don't know if I want a big bombastic game to take over my life again. So as for the news, we had an Ubisoft event today, actually, and we're going to talk about Ubisoft Forward and what they announced there. And we also got a new date for Supermassive's game, Little Hope, Dark Pictures, Little Hope. We'll talk about that because we're big fans of that franchise here at the Gamers Inn. So we'll talk about those and any other news that pops up over the next day or two. Moving into Summoner's Call, just recorded our fresh episode talking about the Summer Heroes. We got our second batch of Summer Heroes, and they're all three houses focused. We also talked about our Cindered Shadows Game Club, which is starting on July 26th. So I've purchased the DLC and hope to jump in to do some non-side story content to kind of get back in the game and get familiarized with it. So I'm looking forward to that. I forgot how epic that intro movie was, and I'm like, oh, I'm kind of stoked to jump back into this game. I love me some Fire Emblem, and I loved me some Three Houses, so I only did the one route, so I kind of feel as though I'm missing something, so I might go back in and dabble a little bit. I know I started a new game plus for Golden Deer, but it was too soon after really diving in on Crimson Flowers, so I'll keep you guys posted. As for upcoming video games, Marvel's Iron Man VR has launched. It is out there. If you own a PlayStation VR, you can experience that exclusive game. Hyperscape, which was detailed even further and is out in open beta right now, I think, for PC. And that one's going to be coming out on PS4 and Xbox One as well. Death Stranding launches on PC on the 14th. Super Hot Mind Control Delete, the new game that has been announced for PS4, Xbox One, PC, Mac, and Linux. That's coming out on the 16th. Now, if you own Super Hot, the original game, you get this for free. And even if you purchase Super Hot before the 16th, you get it. But it does not continue past the 16th, so remember that. Ghost of Tsushima and Paper Mario, as I mentioned, were coming out on the 17th. Into the Radius on Rift and Quest come out on the 20th. Rock of Ages 3 on the 21st. Rogue Legacy 2 in Early Access on PC on the 23rd. Destroy All Humans, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Stadia, and PC. That's the remaster. It's coming out on the 28th. Grounded is also coming out on the 28th. That's a, I think it's like a multiplayer game by Ninja Theory. I can't remember. It's one of the Microsoft purchases. It might not be Ninja Theory. It might be another one I'm spacing on. Pistol Whip is also coming to PSVR. Speaking of PSVR, if you have PSVR, there, you're getting a cool port. Pistol Whip coming out on the 28th. That's going to do it for this TGI Patreon mini. Be sure to join in on the conversation on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. And don't forget, tomorrow, Monday, July 13th at 8 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to test the Go Live feature in Discord, and I'm going to be playing Desperados 3. I'm going to test that out, see how it goes. I don't know if I'm going to upgrade to Nitro to do the 1080p 60 frames per second version. I might just test it out with the free version of 720p 30 frames per second. But if that proves to be just god awful, I will upgrade before we continue with the stream. So I hope some folks can join in, test it out, and let me know how it looks. And if that proves to be successful, we'll do more. I just feel like, I know I could stream to Twitch. That just feels, for some reason, feels like more work and a little less exclusive to our patrons, and a little more, gosh, how do I put this? A little more stressful for me. And I kind of like just hitting a go live button for Discord and having some patrons jump in and chat and just hang out. So, but yeah, that's going to do it for this mini. Thanks for listening and have a great week.